sausage, steaks, seafood, homemade bread, soups, and desserts. Reservations available at 765-793-3947.
Meteorologist Ed Kieser says, enjoy today. Tomorrow it gets colder and wetter. You'll have details in 5 minutes. First AM 580 News. Here's Tom Rogers.
Thanks, Jay. Good morning. U of I students flocked to Green Street yesterday to celebrate Barack Obama's presidential win. As many as 1,000 students ran to Wright and Green Streets and congregated at the university's alma mater. Among the celebrators was Abril Edwards, a University of Illinois freshman from Obama's hometown of Chicago.
It's a celebration. We made history. Obama is the president. This is something we've been waiting for. We're so excited. Like, we want to celebrate everybody.
Illinois freshman Carlene Kelly says she also attended what she calls a peaceful Obama riot with her friends from her dorm. She says Green Street leading up to the alma mater was full of mayhem.
They took champagne bottles and they shook them and like sprayed them everywhere. Champagne got on my hair and it was crazy. Everyone's taking pictures. It was crazy. It was insane.
Students lingered around campus town past 1 in the morning. Now that Barack Obama has electrified his supporters with an election night victory speech, a much tougher sell lies ahead of him, transitioning to an effective presidency. University of Illinois political science professor Brian Gaines says the president-elect immediately faces a raft of serious economic and foreign policy problems. But Gaines says he cannot underestimate Obama's capacity to lead.
It's very clear that from the primary and the general that he's a masterful campaigner, and he's going to immediately turn his attention to transition, and he's probably going to show the same sort of skill and organization. But the sort of question looming ahead is how long a honeymoon will he have, and how hard is it going to be to make serious policy changes that will address the real economic crisis we're in?
Gaines says Obama will also have to work harder than most presidents-elect to earn goodwill from those who did not vote for him. With cash, experience, and a pro-Democrat sentiment on his side, Senator Dick Durbin won a third term last night against a suburban Chicago doctor who was seeking his first elective office. With 96% of precincts reporting, Durbin had about 67% of the vote, Sauerberg about 29%. Durbin's victory, however, was shadowed by a tragic note after his 40-year-old daughter Christine died over the weekend of complications from a congenital heart condition. The Senate's number 2 Democrat canceled his election night party, but issued a statement last night saying he looks forward to working with the new president to face historic challenges. Willowbrook Republican Steve Sauerberg says he called Durbin last night to congratulate him and offer his condolences. Tim Johnson is headed to a fifth term in Congress. The Urbana Republican easily beat his Democratic challenger in the 15th District House race. But speaking in Urbana last night, Johnson had nothing but praise for his opponent, Steve Cox.
He ran and made democracy work and ran a classy campaign, no negativism. And you really appreciate things like that in this business, in a world when it seems as though everything is who can be more critical of somebody else. It's nice to have an opponent who wants to make democracy work, worked hard to make it work, and came up a little bit short.
Cox is a first-time office seeker with little campaign money or staff. He won only 36% of the vote in the election. Meanwhile, Johnson said his top priorities for next year would be higher education, the Veterans Administration, and reviving the future Gen Clean Energy coal plant that had been slated for Mattoon before the U.S. Energy Department dropped the project. Elsewhere in Illinois, the 11th District seat vacated by Jerry Weller will be filled by Democrat Debbie Halverson, meaning a party switch there. And in the 18th District, where Ray LaHood is retiring, the youngest member of the U.S. House will take office. Aaron Schock defeated Colleen Callahan. For the first time since the Great Depression, as mentioned, a Democrat will represent part of McLean County in Congress. State Senator Debbie Halverson says it'll be an adjustment to leave leadership in Springfield for a junior position in Washington.
You know, that is going to be a little tougher because people need to know that being one of 435, you know, means that I can't fix the world overnight. I'll need a little time for that. But I think what's important is that we work together.
Halverson defeated Republican Marty Ozing of 58% to 34% last night. Green Party candidate Jason Wallace had 7%. The election didn't hold any surprises for Champaign County government. All incumbents running for the county board got reelected, and those newly elected came from the same party as their predecessors. The county board's Republican caucus leader, Greg Knott, says the election's outcome was closely linked to demographics.
Well, you know, let's be honest. The lines are gerrymandered a certain way. So for the last 6 years, I think that's pretty much what you've seen.
Democratic County Board Chair Pius Weibel agrees that demographics play a role. He says there's also agreement across the aisle when it comes down to the issues the county board has to tackle in the days to come.
sustain the nursing home and maintain services with a very tight budget.
Champaign County-wide officials were also reelected to their posts as Auditor Tony Fabry, Circuit Clerk Linda Frank, Recorder of Deeds Barbara Frasca, Coroner Dwayne Northrup, and State's Attorney Julia Reitz won reelection. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 8:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This morning's weather forecast is made possible with support from your locally owned Central Illinois IGA supermarkets, including your IGA stores in Leroy, Clinton, and Paxton. Hometown proud and encouraging you to join them in supporting public radio.
Coming up on 7:36, meteorologist Ed Kieser with another in-depth look at weather. And Ed, last night, Tom Rogers handed me this. When Barack Obama won the presidency, it was an AP flash. That's the highest category of urgency.
Yeah, I don't know when we last had a flash.
I think 9/11.
Did we even get one then?
Yeah. Yeah, I think they actually...